And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons with us on the garden program this morning. Area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and he's pretty good on flowers from
every
time to time.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a real good fall flower.
That's right. And you know, people say, well, what are you doing fooling with flowers? And as I've told people before, I said, you know, I've got a real... I thought everybody had this potential, but obviously it is a real unique talent, and that is I can recognize ugly 100 miles away. And some people can't.
Flowers are people. Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't bring people into this. And so our saying for today, I got this saying for today. I'm real proud of what we're getting ready to talk about, and that's this new, that is the most beautiful, blooming, spectacular, insect and disease free annual that you can plant in the San Antonio, South Texas area. And it's called Marimom. It's a marigold.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm real happy with this thing, how it's taken off and how people have embraced it. And it brings up our saying for today. Basically, it's a little poem by John Hall. And it's called At Day's End. It says, is anybody happier because you passed his way? Does anyone remember that you spoke to him today? The day is almost over, and its toiling time is through. Is there anyone to utter a kindly word of you? Can you say tonight, in parting with the day that's slipping fast, that you have the single brother of the many that you passed? Is a single heart rejoicing over what you did or said? Does the man whose hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Did you waste the day or lose it? Was it well or sorely spent? Did you leave a trail of kindness or a scar of discontent? That's you, Maker, a scar of discontent.
Mm.
As you close your eyes in slumber, do you think that God will say you've earned one more tomorrow by the work you did today? Now, see, that's good stuff.
Put out some Marimom.
And here's a letter. Here's a letter from a guy, Lambeck, named Lambeck. And he said, a year or so ago on TV, you advised that blue bonnet should not be planted in the shade as they would not do so well.
Yeah.
He said, you were right. He said, just recently at 4:45, approximately July 6th, you made a statement concerning vincas. Quote, they grow better in concrete. He said, you were right again. There's a picture. Look at the picture. Got a picture of a vinca growing
just
in concrete.
As healthy as it can be.
He said, it took a lot for me to say you were right twice. Having attended the university. Now, he's talking about UT, I guess. So he said, now you said the water vinca not often around the ground level. So he's admitting that I've helped him a little bit. And so I'm getting ready to help folks again, and that is talk about this new Marimom that is a large-flowered African marigold is what it is. And there's been some stuff in the paper. Let's see, this coming weekend, there'll be in the Sunday Light, there'll be a big article on why it blooms so profusely. In other words, we're telling people why this happens. Tomorrow on television, on my TV program, you'll actually go on Channel 5 at noon and 6. You'll actually get to see video of this thing that was taken out at Burstiff's last October. And so you'll get to see really how spectacular this thing is. Now, the reason we planted out at Burstiff, we figured if they can grow it, anybody on God's green earth can grow it. To really give it the test, we even gave Mac Reynolds some last year, and even he wasn't able to kill it, even his grasshoppers. And
they didn't eat it, that's right.
His Wilson County desert and kookaburras could not kill it out there. So we feel pretty sure that most people will be able to grow it. Now, when we get back, we'll talk about the varieties that you have available, and still, we're going to tell people how not to foul this thing up.
Okay, it's easy. You bet, easy. We'll get details on it right after this.